welcome to Bigfoot and Bob. I'm your host, Layla.
And I'm your other host, Ryan. It's not just Seattle, is it?
How far does the internet go?
Well, it depends on the weather.
It's like the
on a clear day, as far as
Idaho.
Well, Idaho either, I was going to guess.
Anyway, today on Bigfoot and Bob, we're going to have a little fun with you today, a little more fun than usual.
As opposed to the normal violent slog, we're going to have some fun today.
Because I did accidentally take my sleeping pills right before the episode, as opposed to waiting until after. So today's going to be a little fun.
The second half of the episode is just going to be me.
When you hear a loud knock, that's my head hitting the table. And that's goodbye for me.
So what flavored sleeping pills do you have?
Monster flavored.
Okay, cool.
You know,
I was
like,
thinking banana.
Gross.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. Monster sounds much more delicious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, better than banana flavored. That's like the grossest flavor you could have come up with.
It's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Well, your mind is gross. Anyway, let's talk about slime monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we all know that slimy, ooey, sticky, gooey, mm-hmm. oozing things are gross. To most people. I've known people who think it was great. Who thought it was great.
I don't know, mud wrestling is a thing, right?
Yeah, actually here in Seattle, there's Jello wrestling too.
Just here? Just in Seattle? Well, how far does Jello wrestling go?
On a clear day, you can get the Jello pretty far. So there's, you know, your classic The Blob,
mm-hmm.
which I think it's also the name of an X-Man.
I don't think so.
There was a big blobby X-Man guy, though.
I don't know.
Well, shit, Ryan.
I don't know all the X-Men.
Why?
I don't know. I know the good ones.
Like, okay, next episode.
Gambit. And that's it.
That's the only X-Man you know.
And Deadpool.
He's tangentially an X-Man, I guess.
Tangentially, huh?
You know what? You're editing that out. And I'm going to slap you.
My favorite part of Deadpool is his tangentials.
Fuck. We can't release this one.
You know he tans in the nude.
Ugh. Ryan.
Despite how good he looks in a Speedo.
Ryan, I'm trying to talk about blobs.
One could argue that I am talking about blobs to a greater extent than you are.
More popular nowadays is the slime girl. Which is a recently very popular kind of monster, made popular by a lot of Japanese dating games and other kinds of media. Dating monster girls has gotten really popular, and slime girls especially are real big in the fan zone, in the fan circles. And...
I don't really know anything about that. Anyway, I watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. Many more times as a child than I'm willing to admit. I rewatched it recently, and it's incredible. It completely holds up. So the bad guy in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, is Ivan Ooze. That's why I bring it up. And
I've been at Ooze you too.
Thank you. The puns are incredible. And by incredible, I mean really bad.
I know one Power Rangers character, and that's that villain lady, Rita Revolta.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You're supposed to help me. You know Power Rangers stuff.
I don't know Power Rangers stuff. I watched the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie many times.
Okay, fine. So you're not a super fan?
No.
I'm disappointed. Oh, so tell me about Ivan Ooze.
So Ivan Ooze is played by Paul Freeman, and he basically, I don't know, it's some Power Rangers evil guy stuff, take over the world, kill the Power Rangers, that kind of thing.
How wooed.
Mm-hmm. And he's a super slimy dude. He sends his little slimelets. He sort of like lightning conjures them as minions out of ooze, and they and the Power Rangers have to fight them in an old construction site. And it's basically 9 minutes of puns, such as, "Let me get the door," slams with a door, punches him, and he turns into ooze. You ooze, you lose.
I could be a Power Rangers villain.
Jumps onto a ledge, going up. Real bad stuff.
There are slimy things all over the place, and it seems like the natural human instinct, if not to be afraid of them, is to be disgusted by them. Like, you got your snails and your slugs. Those are pretty gross, right?
I guess.
Well, people are generally grossed out by them. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And any secretions that humans put out are generally considered nasty, too, right? You got snot. That's yucky.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating is yucky.
Yeah.
There are many other slimes that humans produce.
Yeah, we couldn't possibly enumerate them all here.
There's so many, guys. We're real slimy. At least I am. I don't know about all our listeners.
The slime is the friends we made along the way.
And one of my favorite franchises, Pokemon, has a lot of slimy guys that I really like. You got your Gen 1s, like Muk, Grimer, those big purple slimy
guys. I know those guys.
Okay. More recently, you've got Goodra, the dragon goo Pokemon. And I like Goodra a lot. I think she would be on my team. But there are all sorts of reactions people have to slime. Little kids are making their own slime with, like, sparkles and glue and contact lens fluid, I hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was going to say I never did that, but we didn't really have contact lens fluid around.
Back in the Stone Age.
Yeah, back in the
in the Slime Age.
I promise I'm not that old.
Some good slime comes from a movie we both just watched recently, The Fly, the
80s one. Oh my God! It's so good.
I'm talking about the 80s version, not the 50s version, where he has a little man head on a fly body and he's trapped in the web and he's like, "Help me! This is unlistenable.
Unlistenable.
But in the newer Fly, Jeff Goldblum, my favorite, and your favorite.
Basically, Jeff Goldblum goes through a bell curve of hotness.
Gross.
That's what happens when you combine your DNA with a fly. You get really hot, and then you get so not hot.
And then you go all the way back around.
You go... You don't. No, basically, your head blown off with a shotgun. Hold on. Is your theory here that
if
they had just waited it out, he might have turned back to a human?
No, he would have gotten hot.
So he would have stayed a fly, but like a really sexy fly.
Yes. Sexy fly. The Simpsons actually did an episode on The Fly where Bart turns himself into a fly on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he'll turn into, like, a super strong fly-based superhero with, like, big muscles and fly eyes. Which I think is actually kind of a grosser vision than just Jeff Goldblum's general nasty flyness. Because doing it to yourself on purpose but still envisioning yourself with insect parts is a little nastier.
Yeah, a little bit. I think we forget sometimes that Bart is a little boy.
Yeah.
And like a little boy. But...
Like, it would be super cool to be...
To me, the creepier part was not the fly body and the Bart head. It was the Bart body with the fly's head.
Yeah, and his parents are just like, "Oh, well, guess he's a fly now."
Yeah, and they're like, "We're just gonna feed him." And I think they just give him syrup on a plate, like they're all having pancakes, and he's just... Speaking of unlistenable.
Jesus.
Just slurping the
syrup
off the plate.
That really entertained you.
Yeah, it was really good.
But yeah, Jeff Goldblum produces a lot of slime in that movie. It's just goo. After his skin starts coming off, it's just goo. I mean, the special effects department must have really just splashed it on with a fire hose.
Oh my God, absolutely. Like, the practical effects in that movie are incredible, and I don't subscribe anymore to the idea that practical effects are categorically better. than CGI.
But
I think either can
them.
Be good or bad. There is definitely something visceral about practical effects when they're done really well. You know, Cronenbergian practical effects.
Speaking of viscera and Cronenberg, Cronenberg always has a good amount of slime in his movies. And, oh, his practical effects are unbeatable.
Yeah, I think the practical effects are kind of why we're talking about the slime in conjunction with Cronenberg or in conjunction with transformations.
Because it produces a lot of slime.
Well, it does
in movies.
Specifically in practical effects. I think that was a way that they would they'd use liquids and gels to really sell an effect. Because if you want the light to reflect in a certain way off of an object, an alien or the fly or the thing in the thing.
Also keeps all those special effects parts oiled up.
You cover it in a thin coating of slime, and it just has that specular grossness that really sells it.
You know what else people think is kind of scary, or at least I think is really, really scary, is jellyfish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, most things in the ocean I'm not super afraid of, but the thing about jellyfish is that all the parts of them that hurt most and all the jellyfish that can hurt you the most, you can't really see. Like a shark, you can see it coming.
Yeah.
But a jellyfish, you can just swim right into it and pow.
I feel that.
Which is the jellyfish noise.
Pow is the jellyfish noise, yeah.
People reported it back to the doctor at the hospital. He's like, and then what happened? Well, I don't know. I didn't see anything, but I heard a pow.
Oh, that was a jellyfish.
And a lot of things in the ocean tend to be a little slimy.
Mm.
You touch them and you're like, ooh. You know that.
I just don't go in the ocean.
Yeah, well, some of us like to have fun.
I trade fun for safety. I'm a responsible adult.
Well, if you take more chances, then you could have some slimy
Make
fun
more mistakes,
like the rest of us.
Get messy.
Slimy fun. Yeah, did the Magic School Bus ever do an episode about slime and goo? And
I can say categorically no.
And muck? Sloshing around?
I don't think there was a slosh-themed episode of the Magic School Bus.
It's interesting what constitutes slime in the first place. You have your thick, viscous liquids. But what kind of monsters would we be able to talk about? Because some of them, the new Pennywise from It just drools a lot. But some of them are entirely made out of slime. Like some of the iterations of the Blob.
Mm-hmm.
Or just goo monsters in general. Like My Little Pony. One of their most well-known monsters is called the Smooze, and it's just a big pile of goo that eats everything and covers the entire land.
Hmm.
So we're moving on now that we've exhausted the supply of ooze in our studio, and we're going to start talking about...
Hey, you ate it all?
That's so rude.
Hey, I'm not the one who ate it all.
I'm not one of those slime girl enthusiasts.
Sure.
So now we're going to talk about something that has been exhaustively covered, so we won't spend that much time on it, but I really wanted to touch on scary clowns.
Okay.
What?
Do we have to?
Finally, we've found something Ryan's kind of creeped out by.
No, not really. I just... Okay, maybe a little bit.
Nice. So you've got... Clowns used to be, like, funny, innocent, and childish, and... Well, I can't say no one was creeped out by them because I'm sure people were.
To be fair, people found different things creepy back in the day.
Yeah.
And fewer things. I don't know if you've seen Halloween costumes from like the 1800s or even like early 1900s.
God, yes.
Terrifying.
Oh, there's the one of the man in like a proto fur suit that's just awful. And the papier-mâché heads on people.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And they're like, hey, this is fun. We're all having fun. And I'm like, I would die.
When you turn a street corner.
Oh, God.
Like, hello, can we have some old-timey candy? Some.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that they used to call it old-timey candy.
Can we have some nuts and.
Old-timey nuts, I think, is what they.
Can we have some old-timey nuts and apples?
I can't wait till we start calling them new-timey or newfangled.
Oh, hello. Tricks and or ye olde treats.
Ye olde treats. Actually, I learned yesterday that ye in Middle English meant thee, and it was actually pronounced thee.
Old English? Or
no, Middle English.
New English?
New English.
Isn't that where you come
from? I'm New English. No, but yeah, when you see like ye olde sweet shops or whatever.
What an interesting factoid.
The ye is actually
make it
pronounced
scary,
the.
Or we can't use it on the show.
Okay. The reason that it only had the two letters instead of the three was because a monster ate one.
Dun, dun, dun. That's better quality for our show.
It ate the H and the Y was like, and threw its arms up. It was a T before.
Spooked.
He got spooked.
That's why Y is the scaredest letter.
I want to issue a formal apology if we spooked anybody with that very scary story. It's not our intention to really scare you. We're just trying to be entertaining.
W is the scariest letter because he looks like fangs.
I'm having a heart attack.
No, that's not funny. That's also scary.
I smell toast. Oh, no, I'm sitting on the heater.
You actually are. Listeners, that's not a lie. This space is so small that Ryan is sitting on the heater, and it's on because I get cold. Not that you ever feel the cold.
No, I'm good.
Ryan's a special kind of cryptid that just doesn't feel cold.
I just don't experience the cold.
It just all comes out as sweat.
And I experience heat in predominantly the form of grumpiness.
So you're just constantly like at a low simmering grump.
Yes.
Were we talking about something? Clowns, maybe?
Yes, we were talking about clowns.
So you got your old-timey clowns, and you got your newfangled clowns. Mm-hmm. You got all sorts of face paint and big noses and giant pants with comical suspenders and floppy shoes. But...
Okay, I can deal with talking about slime girls, but if you're going to keep me a little hot and bothered...
Talk about floppy shoes?
Mm.
Slap, slap, slap. Lap whenever you walk. Now that everyone listening has got a huge bone on, we're going to talk about scary clowns.
A bone on?
You know.
You ready to go? Sorry, I just got to strap my bone on.
People do that.
People may do that. No one says that.
Oh, I see. You're trying to police my language.
I am.
Woo! That gives me a real bone off.
Love it.
Anyway, scary clowns. Clowns
yes,
with
I'm
sharp
sorry,
teeth.
I'm sorry, go on.
And dead little eyes and big axes and hatchets and things in their hands and their creepy gloved soft hands.
Hatchets, huh?
Hatchet. Oh, no. No, not we're not talking about the band clowns who have all the jugglers.
We call them that because they're banned from the home.
We're not talking about them because they're a whole other kind of thing. They're not clown clowns.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God. Are they not trying to be funny?
Oh, my God. Imagine throwing a birthday party for your, like, five-year-old and you misread something and you have a bunch of juggalos show up.
Or just one.
Just one juggalo.
You think you're getting a normal clown, but then he steps out of the box. And it's...
You don't order clowns in boxes.
I don't know. I've never ordered a clown.
So my birthday is coming up, I thought.
It's coming right up. 10 months. 9 months. 12 days.
Nice. Why are we scared of clowns?
We are scared of clowns because we had a bad experience with a clown.
Okay.
One time.
Okay. No, I was asking like for real. Like, why has humanity become scared of clowns?
Because they're bizarre.
Yes.
I think they're surreal. The makeup is designed to be a caricature. It always has. And I think it's that perversion of reality
clowns
of the standard
perverted
thing that we see that makes it creepy and scary. Like when we, like the Uncanny Valley, you know, when we see something animated or rendered that's close to human, but not quite.
The eyes are all dead. Just like
yeah,
a clown's.
Like a doll's eyes. How many times am I going to reference Jaws on this podcast?
Every time.
Yeah, basically.
I think also when the first person tried to make clowns sexy is when they instantly also become horrifying and uncomfortable.
There was a singularity moment when the god of sexy and the god of scary met atop Mount Clown. There was a sacred light.
And then they had a very ugly baby and threw it down a mountain.
Yeah. And then Tim Curry played it in a movie.
And that's the thing, is that stuff that is sexy but also unusual is always, always, always going to go hand in hand with the fact that, yes, it's scary too. And sometimes it's both at the same time. And it goes the other way too. Stuff that starts out as scary can become sexy if people, like, get into it.
Well, yeah, the part of your brain that has a bone on is right next to the part of your brain that has a scare on.
I'm quitting this. I'm quitting this podcast. Anyway, people want to fuck clowns.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
It sounds like you're trying to bring us back around to something, but I don't think we were talking about that.
I was thinking
about
it.
Unless that's what you'd like to... Is there something that you'd like to talk about?
Well, it's not clown fucking, but people do.
Do you not have a bone on for a clown?
I have a honk on.
A honk?
Honk. That's me honking my red rubber nose.
I like it. It's very shiny today. Have you been conditioning?
I polished it.
You polished it.
Go polish your nose, bub. And people also want to fuck slime, to go back to our earlier topic.
Despite all logistical obstacles.
Yeah. Here, we're going to play a fun game.
I make the slime noise and you make...
No.
Sorry.
No.
I thought it was the other game.
No. No. You name any monster you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say whether or not I have seen depictions of people trying to fuck it.
Okay. All right. Slime.
Yes. Swear to God, if you say clowns next, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Any monster?
Monster.
Okay. Vampire in mist form.
What? Vampire, yes. They don't really transform into mist much nowadays.
That's classic vampire.
Well, I haven't personally seen it, but I'm sure our listeners can provide...
So I won the game.
Come on!
Okay, okay, okay. I'll
Piece
give you
of
another
shit.
One. Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. How do you think Godzilla had all those babies?
Wait, what were you doing there?
Next.
Okay, the swamp thing.
Ask Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah, fair. That's fair. Okay, so I'll strike that from the record.
He hangs full dong, did you hear?
I heard. I haven't seen yet.
Me neither.
I need to go and see.
That's on my agenda.
Mm-hmm. The shark from Jaws.
Well, that's not a monster.
It is a monster.
She's just a shark.
She is unrealistically large and smart.
So am I.
Okay. Point granted. Game over. Everyone loses. Hope you're happy.
I'm very happy at my good joke.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have today. Thank you so much for joining us. We are Bigfoot and Bob. My name is Ryan Brown.
And I'm Layla Vafayuzadeh.
You can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Bigfoot and Bob and we should come up. You can find us on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob or email us at bigfootandbob@gmail.com. If you have any questions or, if you have any suggestions of
episode topics, different monsters you like. If you want to tell us personal stories you may have had with monsters or things assumed to be monsters, or people who believe in monsters, or if you believe in monsters.
If you want to email us links to photos of people trying to have sex with monsters that you don't think Layla's seen before, that
no,
is welcome as well.
Don't do that.
She will look at all of them.
No, I've probably seen all of them, though.
She will send you a distinct response.
It's just for research, you guys. It's just for research, I promise.
Other than that, we come out with episodes once a week, every week. So we hope to see you back here real soon. And until then,
I'm Bigfoot.
I'm Bob.
And the truth is
in here.